Country Club FM.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I did quite loud, actually. I
had my headphones turned down. It is Almanac time. Hello, welcome. Wednesday, February 20th, 51st day of the year. It's another snowy day in Bob Country. 6 to 10 inches. Get ready. 314 days until the end of the year. Probably also 314 days until we see no snow on the ground.
Yeah.
This date, we love our patents. 1872, Silas Noble. In fact, there are two patents that, two things that were patented this date, 1872. Silas Noble and J.P. Cooley patented the toothpick manufacturing machine.
That was a good play.
That
there.
Was good. People were just going out and using little shards of wood, and that wasn't. You get a sliver in your gum? Not good.
No.
So somebody patented the toothpick manufacturing machine. No more splinters in the gums. And then the same date. And you know, we need more people named Silas.
Yes. Silas, yeah.
Silas McKinney. He was an old coach for the Gophers.
First name, especially.
Yes. Luther Crowell, same date, received a patent for a machine that manufactured paper bags.
Huh?
Before that, it was just burlap or burlap. That was the questioner. Burlap or wicker. Now you can ask for paper, and paper bags are still around. And in fact, they're more environmentally friendly than the plastic bags, Neil.
I prefer them.
Or you can do your reusable one. Yeah. Also, they're really promoting that.
There's somebody now who just stopped Target, I think. I was at Target last week.
It's possible.
And you couldn't get a paper bag anymore.
There are some cities that have banned them.
I don't get it.
They don't, well, they don't break down real quick, although they're working on that. But the other thing is, all of a sudden you'll look up and they're just stuck in trees. Those things, the wind catches them.
I thought those were more the plastic.
That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about the plastic, how they're banning plastic.
Oh, no, Target banned paper.
What?
I don't get it. I couldn't get a paper bag. And a person behind me asked for a paper bag, and they couldn't. Nope, don't have them.
Oh.
What?
Well, did the unknown comic show up and needed some extra?
Yeah, evidently. Needed a pile.
Or New Orleans Saints fans.
Right.
Or Minnesota Wild fans. Now I'm putting a paper bag over their head.
Almost coming to that.
Jimi Hendrix, 1959. He was 16 years old. He played his first ever gig at the Temple D. Hirsch Synagogue Basement, Seattle. He was fired from the band after the first set because of his wild playing.
Oh, boy.
So just think of this. His first gig was probably, what, a bar mitzvah. And he's playing at the basement of the synagogue. Hoysha, look the other way.
Right.
Look away.
You never know what you were going to see.
Look away, Shlomo.
At a Jimi Hendrix show.
I know. Well, he's 16, but playing a...
Crazy.
1962 this date.
You've got speed, John Glenn.
John Glenn took off in the Friendship 7 Mercury capsule on this date, made space history. He was the first American to orbit the Earth. As you know, the Soviets beat us with that Yuri Gagarin guy.
Right.
But I think John Glenn was much nicer, and I think we probably did it better. Soviets did it first, but we did it better.
I would think so.
Godspeed, John Glenn. And it's good to have Godspeed, but you know what he really needed was enough speed to break past the Earth's gravitational pull.
Right.
Is really the speed he needed. That was in 62, 64.
Well, it's been building up inside of me for, I don't know how long.
Beach Boys recorded this song. It's one of my favorites.
What a great song.
1964. We lost a number of big, big names on this date.
Really?
In 66, Chester Nimitz, the Admiral, dead. Dick York, the first Darren, dead. 1992. Gene Siskel passed away this date, 99. We had Sandra Dee, look at me, I'm Sandra Dee Gidget, died 2005 and 2010.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
He's Mr. Control, he's Alexander Haig, Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Really, constitutionally, he wasn't supposed to be in control, but he thought he was.
Sure.
2010 is when he passed away.
He's
back
third
to,
in line at that point.
Back to eight, no, actually it's
fourth.
President, Vice President. Then it's Speaker of the House. Then it's President Pro Temp of the Senate. And then it's Secretary of State.
Oh, he was way down the list.
Yeah, he was way down. I missed it.
What a nice way to start the morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm David Hartman.
And I'm Joan Lennon. It is Friday, February the 20th, a special day for all of us here at Good Morning America. It is, of course, the day that we say goodbye to David after his 11 years and 4 months, not that he's counting, as a really vital...
Bye-bye, David. Hartman.
Adios.
Adios, David Hartman. His last Good Morning America this date in 87. You know, in that whole succession of the president, I think somewhere Johnny Carson was in there, too.
Oh, okay.
In that era. In the early 80s.
Yeah.
King of Late Night is also in there somewhere.
Right.
He might be somewhere. He might be just ahead of the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, probably. we haven't done this in a while.
Albania.
It's always nice.
Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
So this date in 1999, a gigantic statue of Albania's longtime dictator, Enver Hoxha, brought down in the Albanian capital, Tirana, by mobs of angry protesters. Ooh. They then erected a statue of who? Who do you think they erected a statue of?
Coach from Cheers.
Yes, exactly. Ernie Pantuso. And he was taking a baseball pitch to the head.
Wow.
To the melon.
Yeah.
He was getting beaned. In 92...
Now, when you've got a 7-1 wage differential between the United States and Mexico, you will hear the giant sucking sound.
No,
there's a political lesson. There's a business lesson.
Ross Perot, that giant sucking sound, that he ran on the giant sucking sound platform in the 92 election. He announced on this date on Larry King's show that he was going to run for kind of a late entry.
Yeah.
It's 92. It's February 92, and the election is later on that fall.
Right.
But Ross Perot made a difference.
Made a late bid. He did.
Those debates were great. Then, of course, Saturday Night Live had just an... I mean, Dana Carvey is Ross Perot and George H.W. Bush in the same debate? How did they do that?
That was amazing.
And then really sad, 2003 this year.
Some sparks started flying around, and then the place just went up. And everybody just tried to get out. And they were jumping out the windows and out the front door. There were people on fire.
We ran towards the back exit where we were. And the smoke, like, overcame us, and we just all dropped to the ground and attempted to...
Indoor pyrotechnics in a building that didn't have any fire suppression-type systems in place and didn't have a permit for indoor pyrotechnics.
No.
Bad combination. 100 people killed at the Station nightclub in West Warwick, Rhode Island. Great White was playing.
Yep.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy. And they fired up the pyrotechnics, and it lit the roof on fire, and it was a bad, bad scene. And
terrible.
That was 2003.
Horrific.
On this date. Birthdays today.
I fell in love with your daughter. And as incredible as it may seem, she fell in love with me. And we flew back to San Francisco to see if you or Mrs. Strayton would have any objections if we got married.
That was a good delivery there. Guess who's coming to dinner, Neil? Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier. 92. Fine actor.
You loved him in Heat of the Night.
Mr. Tibbs.
Mr. Tibbs. He's very good. He's still with us. He is a 92.
Okay. Here she is, a star who does it all. She sings, she dances, she acts, and she makes you feel good all over. Miss Sandy Duncan.
And she eats Wheat Thins. Sandy Duncan is 73 with a fantastic intro by Fozzie Bear.
That was good.
Sandy Duncan, 73.
Stone. Wish I had a heart of stone.
Ooh, very nice.
And it wouldn't hurt so
Kathy Bailey and the boys live on one of those cable shows. That's usually a good indication it's live. There's some applause.
Yes.
So, Kathy Bailey, happy birthday today. She is 68. Bailey and the boys, Neil, your thoughts?
I like it. She's a good singer. One of the boys, of course, is her husband. And they made a nice little trio there in the late 80s.
Sandy Duncan, 73. Kathy Bailey, 68. Patty Hearst is 65. The Symbionese Liberation Army. She was abducted, then she became one of them. Brainwashing is what we think.
Yeah.
She went along with them, but there were some explanations there. 65, the round mound of rebound.
Ernie, it was terrible. I was just terrible. Their defense offended me. That's how bad it was. It was crazy. They need to be all over Kobe Bryant, just like we need to be all over Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il is nuts. He's going to blow up the world because he's a knucklehead.
That might be Frank Caliendo doing Charles Barkley, but that's exactly what Charles Barkley would say. So,
I mean, identical. That is spot on.
56 for circumference. He was Sir Charles. Now, you know, he put some
weight
on.
So
he's circumference, 56 today.
You're not Eddie.
No, Eddie gave me the shop.
Why?
because I asked for it.
Reasonable.
That's a 2-for-1 from Third Rock from the Sun. French Stewart, who played Harry, and then Cindy Crawford making a cameo, and they're both celebrating today birthdays.
Oh, really?
Yeah. French Stewart is 54. Cindy Crawford is 53.
That's cool.
Stephon Marbury. I still wonder what it would have been like had he stayed here, if we would have kept, Tom Gugliotta, KG, and Marbury together instead of him forcing that trade to New Jersey, right?
He wanted to be the man.
He wanted to be the man. He didn't really turn out to be the man. He ended up playing more in China.
Right.
And did quite well over there. Stephon Marbury is 42 today. Justin Verlander, pretty good baseball player. Longtime Tiger. He's now with the Astros. 36 today. And Rihanna? S-O-S-P, someone help me. It's not healthy. They ripped off Soft Cell, Tainted Love for this one.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Rihanna. And she's also an actress. And she was on the movie Battleship with Liam Neeson.
Oh.
She had way too much makeup on. There's nobody in the high seas working on a battleship that has that much makeup. I don't think the U.S. Navy would have allowed anybody to have that much makeup. Didn't make any sense for
me.
No. But she's 31. How young is that for an almanac?
That's going pretty young for us. Let's get some people that would be older at this point. He was the Ferrari of Ferraris.
What, did we just have him?
I thought we did. Wasn't that yesterday?
I thought so. We have two birthdays. Was he like born? He started to be born like at 11:59, and then it was completed at 12:01.
That could very well be.
He's one of those two birthday guys.
He must be. 1898. Landscape photographer, more of the western United States, Yosemite and National Park and those. Ansel Adams, 1902. He was Mr. Mooney opposite Lucy.
Mr. Mooney, I've got to talk to you.
Oh, no. It's you, the scalper.
Mr. Mooney, I came to apologize.
Well, I was hoping you'd come here to hold us up. Then we could at least shoot it out.
He was somewhat cantankerous.
Yes, he was. Gail Gordon was that actor, and he was born on this day, 1906. How about up to Gunsmoke we go? It's Miss Kitty's birthday. Would have been today.
Hey, Kim, this is Kitty Russell here, Clary.
Hello, Clary.
He is hard to leave be.
Takes years of practice.
Clary. She always had a sly wit, didn't she?
She did.
A biting wit towards Marshall Dillon.
She did indeed. They made quite a couple. And the actress who played Miss Kitty, of course, was Amanda Blake. She was on the show for 19 of the 20 years she opted out for the final season. Jay Giles was born on this day in 1946.
He's one of those guys, he's the band leader, but he's not the singer. Kind of like Santana or Sergio Mendez.
Yes.
That's Peter Wolf actually singing.
Jay Giles was born on this day in 1946.
Sample that, Rihanna.
Yeah,
sample
right.
Sample the freeze frame.
Yeah, that's real.
I dare you.
Nobody, he didn't, steal that from anybody. Auto racer Scott Brayton, he was born on this day in 1959. Unfortunately, killed at Indy in a practice run after he'd qualified for the pole in 1996. Then in a practice run, he was killed. Very
Auto
sad.
Racing's dangerous.
Oh, my gosh. And former Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain.
So, Neil, have you ever smelled teen spirit? I'm assuming you raised two teenagers, so you are quite familiar with the smell of teen spirit.
It's not all that enjoyable.
No, there's not a whole lot of spirit to it.
No. There's a lot of stink to it. There's a song you won't hear here on Bob FM, at least not in its entirety.
Nice sweater.
Yeah.
Kurt, and he's no longer with us.
He's unfortunately in the gone.
Took his own life, sadly.
But not forgotten category.
He was the John Lennon, really, for that generation.
Yeah.
Not so much for me, but people that were in about that era.
Yeah.
Early 1990s.
Heavy metal there.
No, grunge rock.
Grunge, there you
That's
go.
That's grunge rock.
Grunge rock for sure.
All right, here we go. It's a quiz for the... We had a number of people ask, hey, give more of those wrestling tickets away. Yes, we are. It's
yes,
the road to WrestleMania Target Center.
Right now.
It's March 2nd, and the question is, who introduced Sandy Duncan? earlier here on the Almanac.
Oh, yeah, you said it.
We had a certain comedian with a little hat. Very funny. I mean, a great one-liner comedian. I rank him right up there with Henny Youngman and Rodney Dangerfield. He introduced Sandy Duncan, who is 73 today. Who was that that introduced Sandy Duncan? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. The first caller with the correct answer wins what, Neil?
Wrestling tickets. Yes. WWE. The date is March 2nd. It's a Saturday. If you can't go, don't call. We want winners that can take these tickets.
So WrestleMania, good luck. I'll be in studio for the All Request Lunch Hour unexpectedly on a Wednesday, but the snow is keeping me homebound. Homeward bound. I'm going to be studio bound here today, noon to one. Get your emails in now. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Rainy Day Woman, Waylon Jennings? Mm-hmm. I Fell in Love, Carlene Carter, or Okie from Muskogee, Merle Haggard?
Let's do some mandatory, Merle.
3 seconds. Oh, thank you. There it is. We'll talk to you later. Everybody, please drive safe. Please.
KDDG Albany.